96.3 WA2R, old school 90s and now. Some classic Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Well, if you're just joining the show, I just want to let you know exactly what is going down. There is a couple. I'll just give you the topic real quick. They're in Jacksonville. They did an appraisal on their home. Now, I want to go back and tell you that the wife or the woman is black and the man is white. They're a mixed couple. And during the first appraisal, she had all her family pictures up of the black side of the family, her black novels on the bookshelf, and her black poets on the bookshelf. And she was actually in one of the rooms working from home. The appraiser came through, and he was kind of short with them and kind of like a little bit insulting and whatnot, pointing stuff out. And his appraisal came in at $330,000. They were upset because their house is bigger, their land is bigger, and their house is better than a bunch of the other houses in the neighborhood. They got appraised higher. So what did they do? They whitewashed their house, took down all the black pictures, took down all the black books. She even took her mixed son, and her and the son went on a shopping trip and left the white husband in the house to walk the appraisal around. The new appraisal came in. $465,000, over $100,000 more. Why? Well, Nina Brown's upset. Go ahead, Nina, you go first. Why are you upset, girl?
I'm upset because this is racism. And I'm upset that my coworkers, who I consider almost family, agree that it's a business. You keep saying it's business, Nina. It's business. And it here's the problem. Right. Okay, yeah, and it's also racism. Okay, that's what institutionalized and systemic racism is all about, where you guys actually think like it's a part of just everyday thinking. It is not okay for us as
it
black
is everyday
people.
Thinking. I'm black. Let I me, walk down let, the street every day.
Let me finish. It is not okay for us as black people to have to take down our blackness, take down our black books on the wall, take down our black families off the wall, and essentially leave the house just so the white appraiser can think that a white family lives there. It is okay for you. Some people like farmhouse decor. Some people like contemporary. Some people like modern. There's all the. That's okay for you not to like that style of decor. It is not okay for you to not like the blackness that lives in this house, that bought this house. This is why black lives have to matter, okay? Because black money has to matter, and black houses matter. Like, you can't sit here and co-sign that it's okay to whitewash a house and then sit here and turn around and say black lives matter. Like, we should not. Our black money spends just the same as their white dollars, and I'm not going to whitewash my house just so a white man can think a white family lives there and be okay with that. I would have gone to the company. I would have sued. That's a lawsuit. Hello? That's a lawsuit. That is a lawsuit. That is racism. It's institutionalized racism. It is systemic racism. It is racism. And for my coworkers, the three of y'all, to be like, oh, it's business. It's business. It's not okay. Black lives have to matter.
Yes. Okay. I don't want to put Black Lives Matter in the real estate industry in the same sentence, but I get what you're saying.
Get her, ski.
It is. It absolutely is.
But Nina, listen, I want to say this to you. I agree with you. It's wrong. I agree with you. But we live with wrong-ish every day. Every day. We've learned to understand how to work within a system that oppresses us, because we still have to make it work, right?
Okay.
So there are some things.
You sound like the white corporation.
No. Listen.
Don't want to put black people in executive spots and put black people in advertising because it's business. This is what we have to do.
Nina,
you're selling yourself. You're selling your soul every time you say that.
But you're talking and you're not listening. I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. All I was saying was it was business, and what they did, they had to do to get the money. They had to whitewash their house. It's unfortunate, but it's what they had to do. Now, at the end of the day, maybe they could have got another appraisal and left all their black stuff up on the thing. But I look at it, and I get what you're saying. It is racism. But you know what? I'll tell you. I don't like cats, right? If I went into somebody's house and found out they was a cat lover, I would turn around. I wouldn't even look at the house. I wouldn't even go far into the kitchen because I got a prejudice against cats.
Okay,
I get it.
That's fine. You don't have to like cats. You don't have to like decor. You don't have to like the blue wall in someone's house. You do not have an option whether or not you like black people. That is racism.
It is.
That's not. 100%. That should not be an option. And it's not even 100%. In the same category.
But
so
you still have to do it.
Don't say if you don't like cats. That's not even. That should not even be a part of this conversation. You're making
it
an
is.
Excuse. You're
no,
making
Nina,
an excuse
the bottom line is
for
the
racism.
Bottom line is what are you trying to do? What is the ultimate goal? What's the ultimate goal?
The ultimate goal is to get the same amount of money that the white people get for the same type of house, period. And it should have nothing to do if a black family lives there or a white family. And the more that we allow people to do that to us, this appraiser to come back and think it's a white family, the more they will. The more they will.
I want to show you something. I want to show you something. What you said was wrong. Are you ready? Let me tell you why it's wrong.
Go ahead.
Because you said you want to get what the white people get for the house. The object is to get the most for your house. Forget
okay,
white
and
people.
The white people
forget
are
black.
Getting it. The white but people not, are getting it.
But what I'm saying is, but you had to use white in your sentence. But that's right. Not the issue. It's a business. You got to get the most money from your
and
house.
And the white people, are that's the point that you don't understand. These white people get it every single day.
Hold
they
on.
Get
hey,
it
Nina, hold
their,
on.
With their
hold
white
on,
families it. On the wall.
Hold on. Hold on. Somebody's calling. Yes,
no,
sir.
Bro.
Frank Steve.
Is this Stevie Wonder?
Yeah. Oh, you've recorded your show already?
I'm on the show. What you doing, man?
I'm listening to you guys have the discussions.
Okay, go ahead, Stevie Wonder. You tell Nina. Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me tell Alexa, stop. Okay. So she's absolutely right.
Thank you, Stevie.
Thank you, Stevie. Go ahead.
Let me tell you why she's right.
Okay.
So basically, if it continues to be, we say, that's just business, then business will happen as normal.
That's right.
Now, they have the right to do whatever they want to do with their property. And if they were doing this experiment and that's how they wanted to do it, but I'm not surprised. This is what this president does.
Mm.
This is what people who say they love God and love Jesus so much, mm-hmm. they care more about a child not born, but then when the child is born, they'll kill the child.
Mm.
This is just ridiculous. It's a shame to know that I'm living in a time where people are blinder than me.
Mm.
It breaks my heart.
Mm.
It breaks my heart.
Wow,
because
bro.
I've done songs for everybody, for people of all ethnicities. You know, I mean, I'm going to be good because God's going to bless me. And you, all of you, have blessed me. But it breaks my heart to know that we have, that people can watch one program and they see one thing and then another one that is based on a bunch of lies and they go with it like it's magic.
Mm.
And so, you know, I just say at the end of the day, what we have to do, if you're really serious, because I have a song that I've written called We cannot keep it the same way. We just can't do it.
That's amen.
Right. We can't put it in the hands of fate.
All right.
But anyway, I just wanted to because I.
Hey,
I
brother. I miss you, man.
Stevie.
I miss you, bro.
Tell him I said I love him.
Nina says she loves
too.
You.
Me too, but she's absolutely right.
Okay.
I mean, if you all can say, oh, well, that's business.
No, no, I'm with you now. You done changed my mind. I'm with you. I agree, Nina.
Oh, no. You are not talking about Stevie Wonder didn't change your mind.
Come on, Frank Steve. You know better than that.
I'm serious.
Exactly. Get him, Stevie.
I do know better. I do know better.
Were you referencing or giving a comparison to cats?
Thank you. Yes, he was.
I look up from L.A. and punch you in your car's nose. Is this guy talking about cats? Really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Oh man. See, all right, man. Thank you, brother. I love you.
Love you too.
All right, everybody. All right, everybody. Stevie Wonder had to check me on the show.
Thank you. Y'all can call,
tell us what you think. 202-432-WHUR. We'll be right back.